KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's 31 degrees. We have clear to partly cloudy skies here in Atlantic, looking for areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy, even a high around 38. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. A Harrison County teen who was critically injured last October when the vehicle he was driving was hit by a train has died from his injuries and was buried last Friday. According to the Council Bluffs Nonpareil, services were held for 16-year-old Jason Hoffman of Dunlap. The Iowa State Patrol had said that Hoffman was driving a 2008 Ford F-150 southeast on Remsen Street the morning of October the 4th when he failed to yield to a westbound train at the Canadian Northern Railroad track in the Dunlap city limits. The collision forced the pickup into the south ditch. The teen succumbed to his injuries at the hospital in Lincoln, Nebraska on December 30th. Hoffman was a sophomore at Boyer Valley High School. He was active in football, basketball, and track. News time is 7:08.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stepped-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest Sunday of 22-year-old James Corey Dolph. The Red Oak man was taken into custody on a warrant out of Montgomery County for a probation violation. Dolph also faces the charge of assault with the intent to injure a peace officer. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $25,000 cash bond. On Saturday, Red Oak police arrested Tanya Michelle Danick. The 38-year-old Red Oak woman was being held in the Montgomery County Jail after being stopped just before midnight Saturday and taken into custody for driving while revoked and failure to provide proof of insurance. Her bond was set at $1,000. And the Red Oak police says three teens were cited for possession of alcohol under the legal age. They were identified as 18-year-old Tori Huerta of Griswold, 18-year-old Cody Benjamin Johnson of Stanton, and Brett Edward Hansen of Villisca. All three of those teens were cited for the offense and released. An investigation into a theft from a farm east of Hamburg has resulted in two arrests. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said Sunday 33-year-old Christopher Lynn Rakes of Riverton and 46-year-old David Mark Hilgerson of Shenandoah were both taken into custody on charges of first-degree theft. The men were being held in the Fremont County Jail on $10,000 bond each. The charges against them stem from an investigation into the October theft of grain bin fan motors from the Mike Stenzel Farm at 3263 300th Street in Fremont County. 12 electric motors and 12 aluminum fan blades, valued at $11,000 altogether, were taken from the farm. Police in Clarinda are investigating an incident of vandalism which was reported to authorities on Friday. Officials say Barker Implement reported windows had been broken out of two combines that were on the dealership's property for servicing and repair. A dollar amount of the damage was not available, and no arrests have been made. The Clarinda Police Department reported this past weekend as well the arrest last week of a Bedford man on a sexual assault charge and the arrest of a Clarinda man on a separate charge of assault. On Monday, December 31st, authorities charged 18-year-old Kevin Daniel Harris of Bedford with one count of felony sexual abuse of a child. The charge stems from an investigation that began in April 2012, during which it was alleged that Harris had inappropriate sexual contact with a 9-year-old female. He was taken into custody by officers of the Bedford Police Department following the issuance of an arrest warrant. Harris was being held without bond in the Page County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. His preliminary hearing was set for 1:30 p.m. Wednesday. And last Friday, 18-year-old Jason Lovell Congress of Clarinda was charged with misdemeanor assault resulting in bodily injury. The teen was taken into custody at the Clarinda Academy following an investigation into the assault of another 16-year-old student who suffered a broken jaw during the incident. Congress was being held in the Page County Jail on $1,000 bond pending an initial appearance in front of the magistrate. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stepped-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
Pardon our mess, but we're getting close. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. Work is progressing and much of the work is complete. The pharmacy is now functioning fully in its new location, and cellular is back where it belongs. There's still more to do, and we appreciate your patience, but we're excited about all the improvements we're bringing, all in order to serve you better. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. You can watch our progress on Facebook.
In our funeral announcements, Merle Brakefield, age 71 of Carson, died Thursday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services with Masonic rites for Merle Brakefield will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Carson. The Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson is in charge of the arrangements. Marietta Holsting, age 91 of Bridgewater, died Wednesday in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Marietta Holsting will be today at 10:30 at St. Peter's United Church of Christ south of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Beulah Jensen, age 93 of Anita and formerly of the Atlantic and Elkhorn areas, died Friday in Anita. Funeral services for Beulah Jensen will be today at 1:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jerome Jerry Blummel, age 89 of Manning, died Thursday. A mass of Christian burial service for Jerry Blummel will be today at 2 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. John Steenhuisen, age 85 of Irwin, died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for John Steenhuisen will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the Church of Christ in Irwin. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gladys Christensen, age 85 of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Gladys Christensen will be held Tuesday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Daryl Stuba, age 87 of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Daryl Stuba will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Merle Elvin Fay, age 93 of Corning, died Saturday at the Lenox Care Center. Memorial services for Merle Fay will be held on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Ritchie Funeral Home in Corning has arrangements. Doris Burcham, age 98 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Private family services are planned for Doris Burcham. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. And James Donahue, age 86 of Omaha, died Thursday in Omaha. Services for James Donahue are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Henson reporting.